Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Pregnant bride dies before walking down the aisle on wedding day, and doctors race to save baby. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacy Marshall. In an unthinkable tragedy, 30-year-old bride Jessica Gudis dies on her wedding day at 6 months pregnant. But God made sure her little miracle survived. And this sweet child is a special blessing to her grieving father. On the day 30-year-old Jessica Gudis of Brazil set out to wed 31-year-old Flavio Goncalves, the unimaginable happened. As Flavio waited by the altar, his bride failed to appear. "I was worried because I was waiting for her at the altar and she was taking ages to come in," the groom later recalled. And he soon discovered the terrible reason. Something was very wrong. Jessica passed out in the limo on her way to the church after feeling dizzy and unwell. This wasn't wedding day jitters, but something far more serious. "I opened the car door and she was lying down, but she regained consciousness to talk to me," Flavio recounted. "I said to her, 'Baby, I'm here.' She replied that everything was fine, but that she had a severe pain in the back of her neck." Flavio, a lieutenant at the fire department, instantly recognized the danger to the love of his life. They rushed Jessica to the hospital, where the doctors discovered the cause of her shocking symptoms. Jessica suffered a stroke brought on by preeclampsia. And while doctors succeeded in saving her unborn baby girl, it was too late for Jessica. The shock left Flavio reeling. It's not every day a bride dies on her wedding day. And now, he would be raising his beautiful daughter, Sophia, all alone. Flavio never planned on being a single dad, but in this world, things rarely go according to our plans. It's impossible to understand why Jessica had to give her life for her baby, but Flavio could have lost both his future wife and his child that day. Thankfully, though, at only 29 weeks, baby Sophia miraculously survived. She spent 70 days in the hospital fighting a myriad of medical issues, but God had his hand on this tiny fighter, and she defied all the odds. Though Sophia's mother and Flavia's bride died on her wedding day, her legacy lives on through the loved ones she left behind. Jessica was a really cheerful person who loved life, enlightened and strong being of light, Flavio said. "I was so looking forward to becoming her husband and becoming a father. I will be strong and I will not weaken in the face of adversity." Now, Flavio seeks to show Sophia just how much her mother loved her. "The love of my life taught me how to respect and treat a woman well so that I could learn how to take care of our daughter," he said. And though the pain of losing Jessica will never fully cease, little Sophia is a special blessing bringing joy to her father, even in the face of such tragedy. "Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you." John 16:22.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Dad has best reply when friend says parents should end pregnancy of baby with cleft lip. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Stacey Marshall. Parents of a baby with a cleft lip were stunned at the suggestion they should end the pregnancy. And who could blame them? The second your child enters the world is a momentous occasion that will forever be etched in your memory. Those tiny fingernails and squished faces remind us just how delicately each of us is woven together in the womb, imperfections and all. But one dad has the best reply when a friend says parents should end a pregnancy of a baby with a cleft lip. His response was priceless. Matt Martin is a typical dad of twin boys from Texas. One weekend, he reconnected with some friends on Facebook. As the conversations go, someone brought up politics, and the topic of abortion emerged amidst the debate. As the story goes, Matt voiced his opinions that ending pregnancies because of disabilities isn't right, especially clefts, he wrote. Due to genetic testing, babies with clefts are being aborted 3 times more in some countries and even higher in others. The people want a baby, just not that baby. Having a cleft baby of my own, I strongly feel that isn't right. His friend responded, "Come on, of all people, you should get why someone would want to abort a cleft baby." Matt said he was shocked. How could someone decide that a child doesn't have the right to live just because of a cleft palate? So Matt did something heroic. He shared the story of his own baby who was born with a cleft lip. Matt took to the internet to share the birth of his twin sons. His first son, Jack, was born with no problems. But minutes later, Cam was born, and immediately, the energy in the birthing room changed from cheers and joy to concern. When Matt was finally able to meet Cam, he didn't just see the cleft. He saw the son God had blessed him with to be a dad. He saw a tiny human being with a new beginning, and it didn't matter that his son was a little different. Matt says the first few months were tough due to additional needs Cam had, but by 4 months, Cam had his first surgery to close the cleft. Now that Cam and Jack are older, you can't even tell that Cam was born differently. But aren't we all different in some way? Matt shared Cam's story not only to educate that particular friend, but also to help other parents realize babies with cleft lips and palates are just as incredible and amazing. Fathers like this guy are heroes in my book. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Psalm 139, 13.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.